Welcome to your Party Mexican podcast. I'm Julia.
I'm Erin.
And today we are doing X-Files Season 8, Episode 3, called Patience. Wow.
Hell yeah.
You need a... No, I'm just kidding. You don't need a lot of patience for this episode.
You need a lot of... I don't know.
Paper towels.
Paper towels.
It's messy. It's a messy episode.
It is a messy episode. Yeah, I was going to say, like...
It's very gross.
The opposite of queasiness. You need a steel stomach to watch this. Yeah, no, it's very gross.
Good morning. You look so uncomfortable.
He's gaming. Leave him alone.
Oh, yeah, this episode was weird. I wouldn't say it's fun. It was alarming.
It was a lot. But it's really good. Yeah. Like, it's, like, well made. You know, that is... the nice part about now that we're in the later parts of the series, so they actually have a budget and
they're not dealing with lawsuits with David Duchovny anymore.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there was a David Duchovny question at trivia last week.
Oh really?
For the final round, and I squealed.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I was asking what show David Duchovny was in where he played Hank Moody, and I was like. And they were like, no screaming. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm really excited.
No screaming.
I got so excited.
I love it. I love the idea of the trivia person having to tell you to stop screaming.
Well, oh my God. It's the same trivia person that, like, they asked what degree Scully graduated from. What school did you go to with? And I put down both medical and, like, I think biochemistry.
Yeah.
And he was like, you have to pick one. I'm like, but she has two.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't just one. He's like, you have to. I was like,
okay. That is not fair.
No, it's not.
He should have given you double points.
I know. But anyways, yeah, I forgot about that until now. But I guess is there anything you want to say?
I don't think so.
Okay. We're just hoping this fucking sounds good because technology sucks.
Yeah.
And we had to record remotely last week just because it's been hectic, and the site that we used to use for recording remotely turned paid, and then the one that we use this time, we only get a certain amount of hours.
Crazy.
Yep. I could only download one of our vocals as high quality and the other one had to be compressed because we're too depressed to pay for it.
That's pretty good.
That was stupid.
I kind of liked it. That was good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk about gross bats, human bats.
Yeah, because we start off in Idaho.
Yeah.
With a funeral director. Yay.
An undertaker.
So sorry. He was also in the Twin Peaks movie, so that's the only reason I knew who he was.
Yeah, no.
He's big tall.
He is very big tall.
Definitely looks like a undertaker, but he's like, what, chilling at home with his wife?
He's getting home from his long shift of
smelling like embalming fluid.
Yeah,
right. Yes,
embalming people. And yes. So his wife is like, you are not crawling into my bed like that, which God bless her, you know. Absolutely.
She just had to wait 20 years and then the scent would have been popular.
Yeah. He's just ahead of his time, dude. It's great.
I bought a fragrance that has a note of bull's blood in it.
What? Who knows what that smells like?
Well, it smelled really good.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. See, he's getting home from his shift, and his wife is yelling at him. So she's like, you gotta go outside and train and then come back. And unfortunately for him, when he goes outside, he is attacked by a giant bat thing. Yes. Very scary.
Yeah. I'm also now just registering how weird it is that he had to go change outside. Like, was she going to throw clothes to him? Does he just have a closet outside?
I don't know.
Why is he getting naked outside?
My mom used to have to, like, take all her scrubs and stuff off. In the breezeway, but we had a breezeway, so I guess it's a little different. But I guess if you didn't have a breezeway, then...
I don't think they do.
They don't.
How else would the bat get them?
Yeah, no, they don't. They definitely don't have a breezeway.
It's just Idaho, and that's what they do in Idaho.
Yeah, they probably don't have neighbors. I mean, probably fine.
Yeah, just the trees.
You know, and she doesn't want the smell all over her house, so well, it's a bit much. But
she's not going to have to worry about that in a second.
Yeah.
Because she goes to go check on him because he doesn't come back upstairs. And then she also gets attacked by the bat. So now there's just two dead people at the Undertaker's house.
Ugh.
And they are bloody messes. It's disgusting.
One of them is like missing. He's missing his fingers, right?
Yeah.
Like two of his fingers are gone.
And you also have to keep in mind that this is Doggett's first like
case
on the X-Files.
Yeah.
With Scully, who still like isn't. I don't know. She's very protective of the X-Files and who is allowed in it.
Well, yeah. I think she's not ready to come to terms with, like, the fact that Mulder may not be returning.
Yeah.
So she's very much like, you can hang out for now, but, like, and you know.
The fact that between everybody, she's the expert now.
Right.
And I don't think she really wants to be the expert.
Yeah. She's struggling with that, I think, a little bit, because she's like, I am not the crazy person, okay? Like, Mulder is the crazy person. And they're like, well, you're the one that came up with these ideas, though, so.
Yeah, because honestly, like, she's used to being the logical one.
Right.
And now they're two logical people. And how do you get from, like, a different viewpoint of it when your mystical crazy man is gone?
Yeah. So true. But yeah, they go to investigate these, and the sheriff's department has been telling everyone that it's an animal, right?
Yeah.
So they're like,
because they just don't have any other path to go down.
Yeah, and I think even like more so, they don't want the townspeople to like freak out. Like, they don't want there to be like a murderer on the loose. It's just like, oh, this is a horrible thing that happened. They were attacked by this animal. We're gonna go find this animal. We'll go hunt him down, whatever.
Yeah. But still, like, oh, yes.
Hello.
I don't know. Saying that there's like an animal that killed two fucking people in
it's
your
scary
area,
it's but
like,
I think
yeah,
it's
not the same, but it's scary.
I think it's scary, but it's not the same as the idea that like one, like someone in this community could be doing that, you know? I think like human nature is to, like, it feels more comfortable if it's like, oh, it's an animal and we can kill that animal, or we can like, you know, we can solve this kind of thing. And also just like, I don't know. You're like, you can outsmart like an animal usually.
To a certain degree.
But
not this one.
Scully discovers that some of the bite marks on the bodies resemble or seem to match human bite marks. So she's like, we need to be looking at other possibilities. Like, you're too hyper focused on what your idea of what happened is, with little, like, you're disputing evidence that is showing that you're not right.
Yeah.
Just to prove that you're right.
Yeah.
And have it be, oh, we already resolved it. It's done. Don't worry about it.
Because really, like, all they had was the footprint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were like, he was so proud that his men like separated all the kinds of footprints there were, because you have two dead people, and then someone else found them, and it's in the outside, so it had general contamination. They said, so they singled out this footprint that only had four toes.
Yeah.
And he's like, see, that has to be an animal. And Scully's like, I mean, it's not abnormal for somebody. Like, it is, but it's not out of the realm of possibility for someone to only have four toes. And that just, like, does not fit their train of thought. So they are upset about it.
Right. Well, because they're trying to prove that this is a, like, open and shut case.
Yeah.
And they don't want to worry about it because they want to have something to blame for these murders. Right. Well, and they're getting like really annoyed and like snappy with Scully when she tries to be like, I don't know yet. I need to like look further into this. Yeah. Like, I don't have that answer yet. And they're like, how do you not have that answer? Like, she's like, you're the one, you're just trying to like wrap this up as quick as possible so that you don't have a panic on your hands.
Right.
But
like, didn't she find human bite marks?
Yeah.
So, oh, you know, the classic answer, half man, half animal. It's a centaur.
It's a centaur. Horse people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Detective Yale Abbott, I guess.
That's a bold name for a man that's very simple-minded. That's so mean. I'm so sorry.
Yale Abbott. Sorry, I'm reading these because we didn't take notes. So I'm like, no. Am I forgetting anything? But yeah, Scully is basically just like, I'm not willing to like rule these things out yet. And he is definitely kind of a misogynistic asshole because he does not listen to anything Scully's saying and just basically brushes her off, which I'm sure is probably how Mulder felt for like all of that time. So this is definitely like Scully's version of that.
Yeah.
But it just reads even worse when they're doing it to like a very well-educated woman and
they're only listening treating, when Doggett's literally just repeating what she says.
Whereas like normally it's like they don't really listen to Mulder because he's spooky Mulder, but then they also don't listen to Scully because they're like, and she's a woman.
I mean, I do think, because Doggett kind of pointed this out, that like he used to be a cop. So I think he'll probably have a lot more pull than either Scully or Mulder would have.
Yeah.
Because he can kind of like word it the way that they need to like get things
He can assimilate
done.
Himself with them. Yeah. That and totally like, makes sense.
Yeah. So he's an asset to the
But
team.
Like, yeah. Oh, he totally is. And it, I mean, there is no other point of this episode except for to show that like Doggett is not the big bad guy. He's not replacing Mulder.
He's just
like showing and that, you know. Yes. Spoiler alert.
We're not supposed to assume people's sexualities or genders.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk to Chris Carter and get some answers then.
I think you know.
So, yeah, we're keeping the possibilities open about Doggett's sexuality and also about whether this is a human bat or a bat human. Either or. We're not sure. Nothing. It's what side, you know, if they have human or bat legs.
Yeah.
Or if they have human arms or bat wings.
Oh.
You know.
I was going more for
bat,
like.
Bat human, human bat.
Human face, but bat body.
Yeah, exactly. No, same thing. Like different combinations of the same thing.
We should reiterate that it's human sized bat form.
Either way, it is human sized. Yeah.
Face. It's terrifying.
Oh. Oh, no. Bat-sized human would be kind of cute, though.
Yeah, that'd be way less.
Imagine that scary thing, but if it was just bat-sized.
I'd just squish it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love bats, so I probably couldn't. I'd still cry. But
he is ugly, though. He is not cute like bats. Like, no. Oh, God.
No.
Not cute.
He is what I think people mean when they say that they think bats are ugly.
He looks like one of the flying monkeys in Wizard of Oz.
Those used to scare the living shit
out
of
me. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's why. This
we'll go
is,
with that.
This guy is scary.
Okay, anyways.
Also, did we say that they also found human footprints that didn't seem to match the couple, too? I forgot to say that. There was other footprints, so.
They didn't, but they did do that. Because, yeah, two fingers are missing off of.
Yeah.
The Undertaker's hand, but not Mulder and Scully. Doggett and Scully like follow footprints to what? A trapdoor to the attic. And they find the fingers, but they look like they've been regurgitated. They're like covered in shit. It's fucking disgusting. And they see claw marks on like the rafters as if something was hanging down from it. And they also, Scully noticed claw marks on like the edge of the porch downstairs. So there's definitely things
hanging around.
Yeah, hanging around and adding up. And then while they're doing that, we get our third victim. Well, we might have found out the magical mystery of our equipment not working, which is just the mic that Aaron's been using doesn't like Aaron's phone. So it's at a social distancing.
Yes.
Technology wise. So if it happens again, okay. Well, we'll see.
But I think it'll be okay.
Yeah,
I agree. I will be more mindful about where my phone is.
We'll just have to get you an extend arm.
Yeah,
and
exactly
very thick glasses.
Right.
Stupid mic. That shouldn't even be a thing. But okay. Yeah, we
have to start writing my notes on pen and paper like an old person. No. Okay. So we just have had the third death by bat happen in this poor town. Bat.
Oh my god.
This poor old lady looking at a photo album, probably of her daughter and her life, and then she is brutally murdered. So, Scully then brings her to the morgue and does the autopsy, and she says that they,
Well, she studied the bite marks.
From the first bodies. Because she studied the bite marks and then came, and forensics came back on it.
Yeah, because I think she's comparing all three bodies. Yeah. But she has to rule out human because now there are human bite marks, but it has an enzyme in the saliva that you only find in bats because it's an anticoagulant. So make that blood really flow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because coagulating is when it like gels up. Ew.
Doggett is like, okay, wait, that totally makes sense. And this is like a turning point. Doggett is like, look at this newspaper article that I found. And
he's doing the research that I think Scully wishes Mulder would have done the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, Mulder did research. He had a lot of files.
Yeah, but he wasn't going like searching through newspaper articles.
You don't think so?
The newspaper articles that he would bring would have been delivered to him by some random MUFON member.
Well, either way, Doggett finds a newspaper that was basically talking about how in 1956, a series of deaths were reported, and then they ended up ending when a group of hunters killed a man-bat creature and brought it to the morgue in part of Montana.
Montana. The Montana for men. Doggett would like it there.
I love that. Montana. And the coroner says that the creature was neither bat nor human. And then the coroner was killed. And I forget how many people total, like, disappeared or died.
I think five.
Yeah. So then, but that was 45 years ago. And here, like, there's been no sightings or anything since. And then all of a sudden, now it's starting up again.
Yeah.
Because
we also find out that there's another connection that Scully is very much like holding on to, which is that the woman that just got mauled by the human bat, her daughter, who had been missing for over 40 years, her body was just found.
Yeah.
And it was pulled out of a river, but it was burned. So the person that, I guess, the undertaker like worked on her body, I'm guessing. And then it was the mom and the cop that Mulder, that Doggett and Scully, that's going to take a long time to get used to for no reason. The cop that Doggett and Scully have been talking to were the ones that like took the case. So there's all these very specific connections. Somehow, Scully doesn't understand how, but it's like anyone that has had any contact with that body seems to be on like the bat's hit list.
Yeah. Well, because he's using like scent only, right?
Yeah. Echolocation.
Yeah.
Via the nose. No idea.
So, I was just going to ignore it.
Yeah.
Scully is like, we need to get that body exhumed. We need to look at this and see why someone potentially burned it to hide evidence. So, they go to do that. However, they are beat by somebody else because the gravediggers arrive and the body is already, or the coffin is already excavated.
Yeah, someone did most of the digging for them, is what the
they
said to the
cop. Yeah, they basically didn't have to dig because someone already dug it up and scratched the lid up.
Yeah.
But apparently the body is still in there, which is kind of crazy.
Well, a bat can't open hinges.
Hmm.
I mean, they should be
locked. A man bat should probably be able to do that.
Yeah, but it's probably locked. And he has little bat hands.
He's got big claws. He's got talons. Big,
yeah. His lock picking skills are not up there, though.
Yeah.
You have to keep in mind that the bat thing is nearby. And the police officer is there. And he sees something moving in a stump and gets way too curious. Because guess what? It's the bat. He's got big ass eyeballs. Hated that. Don't know how he, I don't know, folded up to be inside of a tree stump. But yeah, he chases the police officer and fucking kills him.
Yep.
He like gets away for a little bit and then just can't run fast enough.
Yeah, the word that Wikipedia used was eviscerates, which is a great word.
Yeah.
Very spot on for what happens to this guy.
Yeah.
And then now, like, all the police officers blame Scully specifically for this. And they're like, it's her fault because
she wanted the body exhumed.
She wanted the body exhumed. I mean, they're like, she got here and now people are dying, even though we told her to come here because people were dying.
Brothers in blue, though.
I don't know.
God,
but
blame everybody else. I mean, Doggett kind of stands up for her.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
He's like, I mean, it was inevitable.
He was like, no one else's fault except for whatever is doing this, and there's no point in being mad at Scully. Yeah. Like, what does that do for you?
And you, like, refusing to go hunting for this thing is the direct opposite of what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to kill more people. But Scully also hears all of this. And that's when she's like, I don't know what the connection is with this girl, but it was a connection. So now we got to go find and check to make sure that the person that pulled her body out of the river is alive. Because if he's not, then we've got our connection, like, sealed, signed, and delivered.
So we go talk to Myron.
With the worst last name
Stefaniak.
Ever.
Stefaniak?
Sure. I'll take it.
And he's the one that took the body out of the river, but they find him and they're like, do you know Ernie Stefaniak? And that was one of the hunters from that article back in 1956. But Myron is like, that's my brother, and he disappeared like a long time ago. Probably the thing got him, you know, whatever. Like, just leave me. He's basically like, I don't want to talk to you guys about that. But, like, he's being a little sketchy, but he's mostly just like, I don't want to talk about that. And, like, obviously he's not, because they're like, oh, I thought he disappeared. And he's like, yeah, 40 fucking years ago, man. Yeah. Like, I'm not dumb. Like, he obviously got eaten.
Yeah.
So, eventually, through Myron, they're able to track down Ernie, who basically tells them that he has been on this island for the last 44 years. And that he, like,
he's become obsessed with bats.
Oh, yeah. And he's just, like, he's not far. He's in the same town.
Yeah.
He's just on an island on the lake.
Yeah, and Myron definitely knows that he's there because he's, like, sending supplies to him.
Yeah.
Because that, yeah. Doggett and Scully have been like, what is it? Staking out. Watching. Oh, yeah. Myron, because Doggett's like, you know, I don't know what to think of this, but I can tell when a man is hiding something, and he's definitely fucking hiding something. So we're going to watch him for 9 hours, and we see him, like, send supplies off into the water. So then they fucking get on a boat and stake out on a boat until they find Ernie, which is how they see him. But was his wife the missing woman?
No, well, the wife, like, died of heart failure or something like that, or, like, had a heart attack. But then they ended up burning her body because
cover up the
Ernie really wanted her to be able to go back onto, like, the mainland because she was, like, a devout Catholic.
Yep.
And so he wanted her to be able to be buried in a cemetery. But it's dangerous because anyone who has Ernie's scent on them, the bat is trying to get.
Yeah.
So then that's why they burned her body to hopefully not preserve the smell. Yeah.
Plus Catholics aren't supposed to be cremated.
Yeah.
So that added, he was real upset. I felt bad. But he also was like, oh, my brother, you said you checked on him and he was fine, but dude's a fucking bat. You know what? Bats hunt at night. So yeah. You better go fucking check on him because I think he's not safe now. And also watch out because now you have my stench on you.
Yeah. So Doggett ends up going to try to find Myron and ends up being attacked by the freaking bat.
Yeah, in the water.
Ugh.
It's like trying to drown him.
This is a brutal scene, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doggett is like being pulled up for like a second, basically being like drowned by this crazy bat, like scratches all over him. Yeah. Like, oh my god.
And all he has is like the oar from their boat as like a mechanism of defense.
Oh,
doesn't kill him though, he's great.
And then meanwhile, while this is happening, Ernie basically says like Scully has the mark on her now, and the creature is gonna go after her. And then we find out that Ernie has been like locked and loaded. Bless.
Thanks.
He's ready for this because he's got like the whole radar and everything. He's got a ground radar that starts going off, and he's like, okay, like we gotta prepare, whatever. Scully goes outside looking for the creature because she thinks that she hit it.
Yeah, because we can hear it on the roof.
Yeah.
And Scully starts shooting at it with messy aim. The messiest of aims. But yeah, she goes outside to go see if she can see it on the roof. Which, like, girl, you're short. You can't see on the roof. Oh, how are you going to get up there?
Right.
But while she's outside, this thing is in the fireplace, the chimney. You're the one that took a fucking gummy and I'm getting
it. I know. I'm like, this is great.
Well, Ernie's like inside with his shotgun. He's loading his shotgun and a log just like falls out of the fireplace, like smoking. So this big dum-dum goes and puts his head into the fireplace to look up into the chimney. And he comes out and it's right behind him.
Yeah.
And it fucking butchers this man.
Yeah, but... Oh, yeah. Ernie's dead, right?
I believe so. Okay. Yeah, because
Scully comes back in and ends up shooting him. Shooting the bat, not Ernie. And then...
Like, Doggett comes back.
She, I think, still probably would have gotten attacked by the bat. Like, I don't think she hit it well enough.
Right.
And then Doggett comes and shoots several more times until the creature flies away. And so he saves Scully.
But she's also like, let me see your face, because you're really bleeding out here. And we gotta get you some medical attention.
Yeah.
But now they've trauma bonded. He's had his first X-File. He's on board.
He's a cutie. He's like, the guys upstairs are talking about our report.
She's like, yeah, you better get used to that.
Yeah.
But she's also being a sweetie and's like, I never had a desk while like I was down here, so I'll make sure that you have a desk. Which is a really nice peace offering. A really nice sign. Yeah,
she puts away Mulder's name tag so that he doesn't feel like he's just out of place.
Yeah.
Look at this little bat.
That bat is so cute. There's a bat exhibit in Salem still, and I really
Oh my god.
Just called Bat.
Not really, but so, I mean, I think, like I said before, I do think this episode was really geared towards, like, trying to win the audience's favor of liking Doggett.
Yeah.
And to, like, bridge that gap where it's like, no, like, he's gonna be cool. Don't worry. Like, you know?
Yeah.
He's not gonna be the same, but, like, There's some glimmer of hope in there.
He has a place here.
Yeah.
I promise.
Exactly. Yeah. So, which I think, amazing job. I would have liked to see, like, a little bit more backstory, emotion, like, whatever. Even if it was just, like, a little glimpse into, like, who he is as a person.
I mean, I'm sure we'll get that.
Yeah.
I don't know how soon, but they can't just, like, not give us that.
Right. Yeah, no.
Like, we at least need to know why he's in the why he's in the FBI.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything. I know we'll get it, like, eventually, but I think if you're introducing this person and, like, trying to, like, get people to accept that this is, like, the new Mulder, even though it's been 8 seasons and, you know, obviously there's gonna be a lot of people who are upset by this, like, I don't know, a little something would have been nice, but I mean,
it was only his first actual, like, X-File episode.
Yeah. Other than that, Chris Carter says that this episode was really, like, supposed to be a callback to some of the earlier seasons and earlier episodes, like going back to X-Files basics with the, like, human alien or human animal hybrid, like, you know, the, like, tried and true
monster
of the week. So
yeah,
which I definitely appreciate and love. And they used real bats in this episode.
Cute.
They used Egyptian fruit bats while they were filming. So cute.
They're so cute. Yeah, all I had was that they had a gold medalist named Jay Caputo, I think, as the bat, because the role was too athletic, because it required a lot of hours of hanging upside down and running. You can also totally tell when he's, like, on a wire flying down to people.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny.
I am ready for next week.
Okay. So, season 8, episode 4 is called Roadrunners. Doggett is a little dismayed when Scully investigates a murder in a barely inhabited town in Utah without him. Oh boy. When Scully's car breaks down and she finds the town people aren't as sweet as they seem, she struggles to find a way out of the demented town. Oh my god.
Okay.
It's like Children of the Corn in Utah. Mormon Children of the Corn.
Mormon Children of the Corn. Oh no.
But yeah, that was it. Porter's just blissed out and sleeping.
He's just a sweetie baby.
Yeah, he's probably snoring. He was snoring so loudly before you got here.
God.
Yeah. We still need a fucking outro.
Bye.
Yeah, check us out on Instagram. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we have some merch. I think we're going to have some new merch coming up since we have a new podcast cover.
Mm-hmm.
And some cute little things of us. We're
gonna do stickers.
Yeah. Yeah. We said something. What? Oh, I wish I could make keychains out of them.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how to do that. I'm so sorry, guys. But we'll catch you next week.
All right. Stay safe.
Stay spooky.
Bye.
Bye.